Some help on BBC Radio Suffolk, 22 minutes past 11. I'm Sarah Lilly. Now, are you stuck inside working at the moment and you're like me, would love to be out in the sunshine? Well, students at Snape Primary can now do their schoolwork enjoying the lovely weather with the introduction of an outside classroom. Luke Deal's gone along to find out more. Hi, Luke.
Sarah, hello, morning to you. Yes, we're here in the playground, or right by the playground of Snape Primary School. And yeah, the children are very excited because their outside classroom is almost ready to be used. With me is Ollie Hill. We spoke to him a couple of years ago when he was building a castle at a primary school in Wickham Market. That is now finished. We'll find out more about that in a moment. But also with me, Sarah Gallagher, the head teacher here. And this is a wonderful area, isn't it? Because you've got a desk in the shape of a horseshoe, you've got benches, you've got a TV. I mean, it's a great little outdoor classroom.
It's absolutely amazing. So it's entirely down to the children's ideas. And the reason why we wanted to use somebody as handy as Ollie was because it's entirely bespoke to what they wanted. And there's nothing else. You can't get this in a catalogue. So we talked about this last year and the children designed their wishes. They did lots of sketches in maths club and they even looked at the cost of things and realised how jolly expensive it is to make anything. And Ollie was kind enough to take their sketches and turn it into what they wanted. And I think they're amazed because one of the things they wanted was a TV. And they have it.
Yeah, and it's quite a big TV as well under a canopy, isn't it?
It is indeed. So we're hoping to be able to have some lessons because we use the interactive whiteboard and we can show them some of the things we're learning about and we can also listen to sounds, which they're very interested in. But they also relax with music and drawing outside at lunchtime as well. So this is great for them.
How important is it that the children get out into the open air and learn?
So we're all part of Green Education at Snape. We run forest schools. We're about to set up some other activities using the beach a bit more and the farms locally. So it's really important to us because we know that we all thrive when we're outdoors. It's really good for our mental health. It's really good for physical activity. And our children love being outdoors all months.
And this is a classroom that I suppose you'll use for summer and autumn. Well, spring, summer and autumn.
We will, but we're quite hardy here at Snape. So we do forest schools all year round and we believe there's no such thing as bad weather, just badly dressed children. So I'm sure we can manage to do this. Probably badly dressed teachers. But I think we will give this a go.
Wonderful. So I'll come back mid-December then when you've all had your ready break or any other porridge in the morning and see that glow around the children.
You do that and we're on. We'll meet you. We'll meet that challenge.
You're up for it then. Ollie Hill, hello, morning to you. Last time we met was at Wickham Market, wasn't it, when you were building a replica of the castle on the hill in the playground?
That's right. I think you saw the structure there, just the skeleton.
The shell, yeah.
So it's finished now. As far as I know, the kids are playing in it. I'm not sure if we've got teaching in it, though. That's a first for Snape now, to get kids doing an outdoor classroom. Yeah.
So tell me about some of the ideas that the children came up with then and what you went with.
Well, my daughter Hattie's at school and I'm amazed by the quantity of creative stuff that comes home. So creativity is at the heart, I think, of what Snape do. So they wanted standing desks that they could play with, make, create. And then also we further down as the design evolved, they mentioned a TV. So we thought, well, we can use a TV for learning and teaching. So that then gave us a nice, cosy teaching space. And then a few kids just like to take themselves off and read books, which is the reading deck space. So it's all kind of, I think, listening to the kids, my client, and then listen to what they want and then evolve, get the design on the computer done, get that agreed, and then start building.
And the desk, which we're standing right beside, which is in the shape of a horseshoe, is more than just a desk, isn't it?
Yeah, so the teacher sits in the middle, a little swivel seat, so she can see what all the teacher can see what all the kids are doing. But the teacher's the desk is black, so it's a chalkboard. So trying to encourage the kids to write on the desks, kind of a different way of learning, I think is always quite important for the teachers to get involved in and work with.
You've got all these benches around it as well, and we're actually on tree bark, aren't we?
We are. We've had Sizewell involved donating a load of wood chip because, again, it just takes the tarmac away and gives it a nice, comfy, safe surface. So thanks to Sizewell for donating that.
Well, let's bring in some of the children, see what they think of your handiwork, because you started this in February, didn't you?
February this year, I think we first put the barrier up and started making holes in the ground, and then full-time for about a month, and then part-time for about 2 months.
And are you pleased with the... because you finished it just this week.
Yeah, I've made quite a few tables in my time, and I feel like this is one of my favourite ones, because it's just 12 kids and a teacher learning, which I couldn't wish for a better table, really, in a way.
Absolutely. Well, let's see what the children think. Let's start at the front. Hugo, hello, morning to you. So tell me then, when you were told that you could have a classroom outside, what sort of design did you want to see created here?
A lot like this, but with another canopy over top, maybe, or something like that.
Just in case there's a little shower to keep you dry. Are you pleased with what's been created?
Yes.
And Emmeline, what about you? This is a great environment to learn in. Are you pleased? Are you happy with what's come to play?
Well, I'm just really grateful that this school was lucky enough to have this all around us.
Are you excited about having lessons out here?
I am, yes.
What's impressed you the most then out of everything that you can see, apart from the TV?
Well, I think it's the table, probably. I mean, I can't believe it doubles as a blackboard.
You're going to have fun on that, aren't you?
We're getting some chalk ready to play.
Oh, yep, the chalk's coming out. Laurie, what are you most looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to being able to use this area, and I just think we're really lucky to have it.
You are very lucky. And Bertie, you have lessons, as we were hearing from your teacher, outside. What do you enjoy about being outside?
It's just like nature. It's like so peaceful, right? Just to have this place to sit in and just listen to it is like amazing.
And Danny, have you any idea when you're going to be coming out here to have lessons in the open?
Maybe when it's quite hot inside and I feel like shade, and we could come out here and do our work outside.
Are you excited about having that prospect of learning outside before the summer holidays?
Yeah, very.
What do you hope to learn? What sort of things are you going to be doing out here, do you hope?
I don't know, maths or English or something like that.
Well, good luck to you. And Sarah, I mean, it's going to be a variety of lessons as the children start drawing on the desk with all their chalk at that, and I can just see Ollie going, yep.
Lots of different things. So we like being outside anyway, so we could do all of our lessons out here if we wanted to, and this is what's lovely about this area. And I think the children feel a bit more relaxed. We've got a very tiny village school which was built a long time ago and probably not designed necessarily for schools of 2025, so having this extra space for us makes a real difference.
And are you hoping other schools in the area will follow your lead?
Well, I think there's a big movement around forest schools and learning outside, and I see that in terms of fundraising for local schools and some of the things that they're working on, some of the projects. So I think we all appreciate as teachers that, you know, it's a good place to be outside, and it really helps with their learning. And also it follows sort of the children's own learning style, where they're not quite so enclosed.
And you're having the official opening tomorrow?
I believe so, because it is our summer fun day. So we have a fete and we also have sports day. So we have the most important people of Snape coming up. So we'll have a ribbon, and we have a pair of very large comedy scissors, which Ollie has got and we will be using tomorrow.
And when is the first lesson taking place out here?
In about 2 minutes when you've gone.
Well, that's my marching orders. Sarah, thank you very much indeed. Ollie, great to catch up with you again from the outdoor classroom here at Snape. I've got 2 minutes to get off the premises, Sarah, so they can get on with their lessons.
Run, Luke, run.
I think she thinks I've got a Ferrari.
Thank you very much. Luke Deal at Snape Primary School, where the students are enjoying their new outside classroom. I used to love it back in the day when the teacher would say, come on, it's such a beautiful day, let's go outside and have
under
our lessons.
Tree.
And while we're there, we can do some rubbings of the of the bark of the tree. That was always a thing.
All we
it?
Had in those days were trees, whereas look at them today.
Oh dear.